Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Hey, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Following Cardinals coverage, we begin just a one-hour edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Welcome into the program. I would go through all the formalities that I normally do at the top of the program, but let's not worry about that because we got Bernie Miklas waiting to talk, and I would much rather talk to him than tell you about the things we're doing this hour. Hey, Bernie, how's it going?
I'm doing good, Matt. What a nice series win for the Cardinals. I mean, whether they're out of the race or whatever, but I mean, to still go into Dodger Stadium, even though that team was struggling, the Dodgers team, you know, that's an impressive series win. I mean, the Cardinals, as everybody knows, they hadn't won a road series since sweeping the Guardians at Cleveland in late June and had just been getting crushed on the road. So in that context, it was a surprising series victory, but a very welcome one.
Bernie, here's what struck me about today's game. We see so often when the Cardinals struggle hitting with runners in scoring position that it's going to be that way all day long, and that's why they're going to lose. They had so many opportunities in this game, and they weren't coming through. They finished 4-for-18 with runners in scoring position, but near the end of the game, they started coming up with some big hits. We haven't seen that very often, Bernie, where they're not good in that area for most of the game, and then all of a sudden they come alive a little bit at the end.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they faced Shohei Ohtani, who was just outstanding, and the Cardinals were down by two runs when he left the game. But, you know, from the sixth inning on, the Redbirds outscored the Dodgers 4-0, and I was just doing a little bit of math on this. And over the final four innings, 6, 7, 8, 9, in addition to scoring the four runs, I mean, the Cardinals were 8-for-19. Mm. You know, Newt Barr had a couple of RBIs. Walker had a huge hit. Mason Wynn was setting stuff up. They walked a couple times. Wynn had a stolen base. I mean, there was a lot of action. They were really pressing it. There was a lot of stuff going on, and it was fun baseball, you know. And I like when their offense diversifies a little bit, where they do. I hate to use the term small ball because all that is smart baseball, really. But just to see them find different ways to score runs without hitting a home run.
Gutsy decision by Brendan Donovan to put a bunt down there with two outs, but he read the defense and he made a smart decision.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. I know everybody wants to call it small ball, and it's okay to call it small ball, but that's smart baseball. That was just a smart play. It wasn't like, well, I'm going to give myself up and move the runner over. It was like, well, wait a minute. They're not defending this, so okay, I'll take the freebie. That's just smart thinking. It was wonderfully executed.
All right, so Jordan Walker, since coming off the injured list on July 18th, his numbers aren't eye-popping, but they're a lot better than they'd been before. He's hitting 290 with a 730 OPS. Of the 17 games in that period, he has at least one hit in all but four games. So 13 of the 17 games, he's collected at least one hit. He's got multi-hits, and I believe four or five of them. We've seen this before from Walker. It's been such a start and stop nature to him and him getting going. But it feels like this time around, maybe there's something he can truly build off of.
Yeah, it was tough because he was on a roll before he went on the IL with that wrist inflammation, you know, coming out of that Baltimore series. And then he came back. He was doing pretty good. And then once again, appendicitis. So to your point, you know, two different times he was making terrific progress but had that momentum disrupted by injuries. So it took him a little time to unwind this time. But I tell you what, that game today where he was 3-for-5 with an RBI, scored a run, he had great at-bats, just hitting the ball hard. I mean, I know the one was a pop-up that they didn't catch. I get that. But still, I mean, a three-hit game from Jordan Walker, you'll take that every time because he's got to have a lot more games like that. But I've we've liked what we've seen lately.
So Gorman had the home run yesterday, and then the line drive hit. His hitting streak comes to an end today as he goes 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. But Walker has the day today. I think to you and me, it's probably pretty obvious that we want to see these guys in the lineup every single day. I'm not sure if it's as obvious to the people who are, you know, filling out the lineup card every day, but you get these moments with these young players that this season was supposed to be about.
Well, it's easy for us to manage the team from a studio, or in my case, sitting at home in a studio. But I would play Jordan Walker every day. I mean, I mean every day. I don't care about matchups. Let him hit against righties and lefties. Mm-hmm. And the more reps he gets, the better he's going to become, and the more that I think the Cardinals will have a greater read on him, you know, going into the offseason. I can see where Nolan Gorman, you don't want to run him out there against left-handed pitchers a lot, or, you know, not much at all, even though he's had a little bit of success. But, you know, going into today, I had a note on this in something. In my video today at STL Sports Central. Going into today, since May the 26th, among the 10 Cardinals that had 100 plate appearances since then, he was leading them in slugging. He was leading them in OPS. He only had one less homer than, you know, Contreras and Burleson, but he did it in a lot fewer at-bats. So I think you and I were texting a little last night, and I understand Ali Marmol basically has said, well, Burleson played his way into a regular job where he's going to be in there all the time. Well, it seems to me that Gorman has done a lot to do the same thing, at least against right-handed pitching, and I guess I'm confused. I'll put it candidly. I guess I'm confused by the double standard, because there seems to be a double standard, and I, with so much at stake with Gorman and Walker, I don't understand that, frankly.
What do you make of the news today about Nolan Arenado going down to Jupiter to begin a rehab assignment? He's going to report to Jupiter on Friday, and according to the reporting, could appear in some games pretty soon. Generally, we see guys go to Memphis or go to Springfield more often. This sending Arenado to Jupiter just seems odd to me. It feels like there's more to it. Maybe I'm being Captain Conspiracy Theorist over here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess he knows what he needs, you know. And of course, they're going to defer to a veteran because they always do, especially someone of his stature. That's just the way this franchise has been run for a long time now. But, gosh.
Do you want to hear my conspiracy? I'm not trying to interrupt you, bro.
I know, because I was searching for words because the whole Arenado thing, it's like, oh, now what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so that's the team's complex. Medical's down there. Everything's down there. If they're going to shut him down, it's a lot easier to do that in Jupiter, where he has easy access to all the facilities as opposed to somewhere else. I don't know. That's the, if I'm being conspiracy theory, that's where my head would go.
It's entertainment. It's okay to throw out some conspiracy theories. I like it. But listen, if he comes back, where do they go? We know where they're going to go, because I asked Ali Marmol about it Tuesday on KMOX. He said flat out, as long as Nolan Arenado's here, he'll play. He'll be in the lineup. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a leader. He's one of the most respected players in baseball. he'll play. He's in the lineup. So he made that very clear. So that means what for Nolan Gorman in that scenario? Will he play at DH mostly? I would hope so. You know why? You know one net nugget I came up with earlier today? Nolan Gorman has been the Cardinals' best DH this year. His numbers are fantastic when he's used at DH. Yes, he's actually got better numbers than Ivan Herrera at DH. And so I'm scratching my head. You got Nolan Arenado, who's like 45% above league average when he's the DH. Why does he only have 83 plate appearances doing that?
That's a great question. I don't have an answer.
I don't get it. Let me holler a little bit. You know me. I like to be emotional. Is this a runway season or not? Could you please make up your mind what this is? Because if Nolan Gorman is your best designated hitter, but he only has 83 plate appearances doing it, I don't see a runway. I see a guy sitting down when they play, you know, these random guys that they need to be off their feet this day. They give him a rest. And Gorman's sitting. Is it a runway or not? I'm tired of the word because I'm not sure it's all that it's cracked up to be.
I'm tired of the word as well. On that note, Bernie, we thank you for your time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back to the Graybar Sports Open Live on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Back at it as we have you for just 1 hour tonight. We got started a little late because of Cardinals baseball. They're off tomorrow. Back at it on Friday. City SC, they are going to be returning to action this upcoming weekend as well. On Saturday, back over at Energizer Park, they're going to match up against Nashville. And we're very happy to welcome back on to the program. He is an analyst with Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. He is Dax McCarty. Dax, thanks for taking some time with us. How are you?
No problem, guys. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Getting close to my bedtime here, though, I gotta say.
Are you out in Florida? Is that where you're based out of?
Yep, just moved back down to Florida. Born and raised here, and you know, after traversing the continental United States, throughout my MLS career. I've settled back in Florida.
How much do you like look back on that fondly? Because when you play as long as you did, you got to be in so many different spots. And by doing that, you experienced something that 99% of people don't experience, and living in all those places and the cultures and the people, it's got to be something that you look back on fondly.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I think that's one of the beauties of this career, is that if you have an open mind, if you're willing to accept the fact that, you know, there's a very small percentage of human beings that get the chance to be a professional athlete. And there's an even smaller percentage of those, minimal percentage of those, that actually get to go on and be a one or two club, two team player. That's just the reality of professional sports. And so if you can wrap your head around the fact that you might be doing a little bit of moving, it can be a very fulfilling life. You get to meet new people. You get to live in different cities. You get to experience different cultures. You get to experience different parts of the United States that you wouldn't otherwise get to experience. So I absolutely look back on my time in MLS fondly. I embraced every city that I was in. You know, I wish I could be Kai Kamara. I wish I could play in more cities, quite honestly. I really love my time in MLS.
Well, we appreciate you staying up late with us tonight. Just a few things about City before we do get you out of here. They get a little bit of a break before rolling into this matchup on Saturday. When you are a struggling team the way City is, can being able to take a breath, how much of a help can that be?
Yeah, it's a big help, quite honestly. When you're in really good form, and when your team is cruising and you're on a roll, and you've just found your groove, I think the breaks actually can break up that rhythm. But when you're a St. Louis City team who is, let's be honest, they're a team in transition. They're a team that is still trying to find their identity, even this far into the season, with an interim manager in charge. And I would say, and the most optimistic St. Louis City fan can say, fighting for their playoff lives, but the realist in me says that there's absolutely no chance they have to make the playoffs this year. So you're looking for any excuse to reset, refresh your minds, refresh your bodies, and then go again and try to play as well as you can in the last part of the season, and maybe build a little momentum going into 2026. So that's the reality right now for St. Louis City in the year that they've had. So I think it's a good thing for this group of players and for David Critchley to continue to fine tune the things that he wants to see from his group, because I really like some of the things that he's done. I love some of the things he's done tactically. They've been much more competitive. They've been much more fun to watch. But unfortunately for David Critchley and all of St. Louis, that hasn't translated always into good results.
Yeah, I think what you just hit on is kind of what the transition we've seen in the last month or so. Because when the change happens and Critchley comes in, the talking point is kind of, well, if this team finds itself, they still have a chance of, you know, they're not that far out of the playoffs. And then as they have had some not so great matches since then, what you're saying is correct. This is not a team that's going to the postseason. And I know you hit on it a little bit just now, but what do you do as a team to make sure that you can still put out really solid efforts game in, game out, even if you're not playing for a lot for this season?
No, well, you have to play for pride, first of all. St. Louis is a soccer city. The supporters in St. Louis are absolutely phenomenal. I only got the chance to play there once at the end of my career when I was with Atlanta United, but I was so impressed with the atmosphere. I was so impressed with everything that they are building in St. Louis. And I'll be honest, players are playing for jobs. Mm-hmm. That's what this business is. That's what this business means. If you have an unsuccessful season, then every single player and every coach and everyone in the sporting department, everyone feels the pressure of that. And they should feel the pressure of that, because this is a high-level business. You know, these athletes are well-paid, they're well-trained, and they have an entire city supporting them and wanting them to do well. And when you have a down season, no one should feel safe. So that's what these players feel right now. And look, there will be turnover. Some of the players, quite frankly, probably would like to move on and will move on. And then other players really love the situation, and they love the city and the training facilities and the stadium and the supporters, and they want their contract renewed for next year. Because I can promise you that in MLS, teams that are built the right way with the proper coaches and the right infrastructure, they don't stay at the bottom long. So I know St. Louis has some really smart people, you know, running things for them. I don't have any doubts that, they'll get back to the upper echelon of Major League Soccer with the right decisions being made.
How startling can it be for a player? You know, Lutz Pfannenstiel has been very open in his disappointment about the way the team has played. He's basically put players on notice. There's already been some players that they have moved on from. Is it an uncomfortable, startling feeling when you're sitting there in the locker room and you know really well that your job is kind of on the line on an every week basis?
Yeah, it can be uncomfortable for sure. But I also think that professional athletes that are successful, they need to live in that pressure. They need to embrace that pressure. You know, I'm not one for cliches. But honestly, the pressure is a privilege. It really is when you're in the position that these guys are in right now. And I think it's good to put pressure on players that aren't performing, because you're going to find out one of two things. You're going to find out if a player can accept that pressure. You're going to find out if that player can accept accountability and responsibility to make the situation right. Or you're going to find out if that player crumbles under pressure and doesn't want to be part of high-level games. Because that's who you choose. That's how you find out who to keep on the roster and who to build on moving forward and who to get rid of. So, look, I believe St. Louis has 10 games left, if I'm not mistaken. Those are quite frankly, massive 10 games for the club, for the players that represent the badge, and for the city of St. Louis. Because if you end the season poorly and you lose a bunch of games and you see the players quitting, that leaves a really bad taste in everyone's mouth going into the off season. But if you finish the season strong and you string together a couple of wins and you put together a couple of wins in front of your home fans on home soil, then you go into the off season not making the playoffs, but with a better taste in your mouth, and you have something to build on going into the off season, going into preseason. Hope, you know, maybe with David Critchley or maybe with a new manager. I guess that's going to be the biggest decision that Lutz Pfannenstiel has coming up is what to do about the manager situation.
City's going to be back at it coming up this weekend as they are at home. They take on Nashville. That's going to be a Saturday night game. Of course, you can watch it on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Dax, give just for folks who still haven't maybe made that plunge and want to take advantage of not just watching City, but watching the entire league. You guys do such a great job. Tell folks about the package that is MLS Season Pass.
No, I really appreciate the kind words. You know, I'm biased, obviously, but it's my first year doing this media stuff, and I really enjoy it. And I think we do really good work. We have a couple of different shows. We have a couple of different areas for people to watch games. You have MLS Countdown, and you have MLS 360, and you have and you have MLS Wrap Up. You have all these different avenues to watch games. And that's the most important thing for people, is where they get their football from, where they get their source of MLS from. It's important. And I think we do a good job. Hopefully people agree that watch, but what we try to do is have fun. We try to make sure that people are educated on what they're seeing. It's really difficult to cover 30 teams in Major League Soccer. That's one of the hardest things that you have to be able to do, but I think we try our best to do a good job, and hopefully people agree. So tune in. We'll be covering St. Louis, Nashville.
Very good. Dax McCarty, thank you so much for the time. Get good sleep tonight, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
I'll try.
Cheers, right. Very good.
Appreciate
you as well. Dax McCarty joining us here on the program. Appreciate you joining us, him joining us again out on the East Coast a little later there, but doing just the – we generally get those guys on in the 6 o'clock hour, but we didn't have a 6 o'clock hour tonight because of Cardinals baseball. So glad that Dax would be flexible with his schedule, and we really, really appreciate him. All right, nothing but Cardinals between now and the end of the show. If you want to chime in on anything going on with the team, you could do so by calling or texting 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me at Matt Pauly on air. You can also send a message into the chat on the video stream. For those of you who are watching us, we've got more coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to the Graybar Sports Open Live on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Back at it here on KMOX with the Graybar Sports Open Line, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. If you want to chime in on the program, you can do so. We've got phone lines open, text line open, tweets are open, the video stream chats are open. Kind of taking this as a hybrid normal sports open line slash Cardinals postgame show as the Cardinals just wrapped up their series against the Dodgers a little while ago, picking up a win today and taking 2 out of 3. It is time for us to go ahead and name our peak performer. It is brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. Game Day Men's Health. With Game Day Men's Health, you are able to get back to the top of your game. You know, after a game like this, there's certainly a number of options, but I wanted to focus in on the work that the Cardinals are getting once again from Kyle Leahy. And Leahy went through a little bit of a lull there for just a bit. The Cardinals were very smart in kind of taking the foot off the pedal. Oliver Marmol talked about it earlier this week on Gashouse Gang, that if there was one player from a pitching standpoint, a relief pitching standpoint, that they have a little bit of a red flag on, that it was Leahy. And now he is seemingly right back to where he was before. And you look at some of his performance. So today he throws 31 pitches, just 31 pitches, covering 2 2/3 innings and has 4 strikeouts, no walks. This year, 55 strikeouts, 19 walks, and 62 innings. His last two outings, he's covered 4 1/3, has only given up one hit, no runs. This followed a month of July. He had a solid 2.63 ERA. That was a really good bounce back month for him after he had a 4.40 ERA in the month of June. When you go month by him on his ERA, so in April, it was at 1.02. He was fantastic. In May, he had an ER at 3, which was fine. In June, that's when it jumped to 4.40, and then it's come back down to 2.63, and he has yet to give up a run here in the month of August. So good stuff from Kyle Leahy, and that's why we are going with him as our peak performer for today. I'm going to sit. You're going to get sick of me here saying this. I'll just tell you right now. You are going to absolutely get sick of me saying this. As long as the Cardinals are kind of in a spot where, not that they're buried, but it doesn't really look like they're in legit playoff contention. And with the win today, the Cardinals are 5.5 games back of a playoff spot. That's not insurmountable, but I would not really consider that contention. And now they've got three teams that they have to jump over to get into a playoff spot. The Giants are 0.5 game in front of the Cardinals. The Reds are 2.5 games in front of the Cardinals. And then, if you haven't noticed, the New York Mets are now the team that's holding the final wild card spot in the National League. The Mets have really fallen apart here recently. They've only won 2 of their last 10. They've lost 4 straight games. They've really started to fall back in the NL East as the Philadelphia Phillies have now extended their lead in that division to 2.5 games. And all of a sudden, the Mets, they are the final team, playoff team in the National League. I'm a big believer in the Mets. I did not expect to see what's happening with them to happen. And I'm going to be curious to see what they have to do to get out of this. Something's both those teams in New York, because the Yankees are kind of in a similar spot. The Yankees are holding on to the final playoff spot in the American League. They've got the third wild card spot. They're a 1.5 up on both the Guardians and the Rangers at this point. In the American League East, the Yankees have fallen all the way to 6.5 games back. Now, they just got Aaron Judge back. That is certainly going to help them, but they have completely forgotten how to play defense. So, just really weird things happening with the teams in New York, for sure, for those of you who may not be totally paying attention to everything going on in the world of baseball. But yeah, look, I don't think we're at a point now where we talk about the Cardinals being in like legit playoff contention, and I'd love for that to change. I'd love for them to go on some sort of miraculous run, and for the Mets and the Reds and the Giants and the Padres and all those teams to kind of start falling back and something crazy to happen. I don't think it's going to happen, but I also haven't closed the door on that happening. I don't think it's an impossibility. But until that starts to happen, from a fan standpoint, I think it's about enjoying the moments. And I talked about that a lot on Friday, because I thought Monday. I talked a lot about that on Monday when they took the first game of the series against the Dodgers, because honestly, that Monday game was one of my favorite games of the year. There's a handful of games that I really, really enjoyed this year, more so than the others. And I loved that game on Monday. I loved the way it played out. I thought it was one of the most entertaining games that the Cardinals had played this year. Now they take a series from the Dodgers. And we talked about this with Bernie earlier. The Dodgers are not exactly a world-beating team right now. I don't totally know what's going on with them. I know they've been wrecked by injuries, but still, you look at that roster and you look at the players that they are running out all the time. I don't understand why they go through these periods sometimes where they don't look great. Part of it just feels like the team is not well constructed, which, when you have injuries, sometimes you try to patch holes. I don't have much of an answer here. I think the Dodgers should be better than they are. They're still 66-49. Last time I checked, they still had the best odds to win the World Series. Maybe they're one of those teams. Remember, like I think of like NBA teams that were in the middle of a dynasty, that they would just flip a switch when it got to the playoffs, and they would go on. Like, you know, the Lakers were that at one point with Kobe, like that group. Maybe that's what this Dodgers team is. Maybe they're a team that isn't really built for the regular season. They're more built for the post. But I say they're not built for the regular season, and they're, you know, 66-49. They're 17 games over 500. So that's not really a true statement as well. It's just, you look at it from an optic standpoint, you look at the Dodgers and you say, they just don't look as good as they should look. And the Cardinals took advantage of it as they were able to take 2 of 3. Now they come back home. I'm going to be really curious to see what the Cardinals look like against the Cubs, because the Cubs right now are fighting. They are fighting for the top of the division. They've been in the top spot in the division for much of the year, but they're not anymore. The Brewers have moved into that spot. And if you haven't been paying attention, the Brewers are just once again doing what they do, and that is exceed expectations on an every year basis, and there not might not be a year where they've exceeded expectations more than this year. This really felt like the year where the Brewers were going to fall back. This felt like the year where it wasn't going to be somehow using smoke and mirrors and zippers and bubble gum and everything else to keep things together. Where they like this felt like the year where it was all going to kind of fall apart for them. They lost Willy Adames. There was a lot of things, and they've just played to the best record in Major League Baseball. They are the only team in baseball that has won more than 60% of their games this year. Not another team has won more than 60% of their games, and there you have the Brewers with this 69-44 record. And they do it in kind of a weird way. They're not a big-time home run hitting team, yet they find a way to score runs. Sometimes you look at teams that are really successful and you can say, okay, that's, we can do things the way they do things and we can have success. We talk about it a lot in the NFL. We always refer to the NFL as a copycat league. We don't hear that really talked about a lot in Major League Baseball. And I think it's because there's more to identities of teams because of the way they draft and player development and all that. Where in the NFL, it's kind of easy to make changes on the fly. But from a copycat standpoint, you can't copycat the Brewers. They do things that other teams don't know how to do. So the Cubs are now 3.5 games back of Milwaukee in the NL Central. That's either going to be 3 or 4 at the end of tonight because the Brewers are playing right now. They are matched up against the Braves. And what do you know? Braves took a 1-0 lead in this game. And since then, the Brewers have scored 5 unanswered runs and they lead by a 5-1 score. And Jose Quintana is going out there and just dealing. Jose Quintana is basically their fifth starter. And he's got a 3.45 ERA. They're doing it with pitching. They're finding a way to score runs. They've made some small roster moves this year that have played big dividends. We're getting Quinn Priester for almost nothing. Andrew Vaughn's a guy that they've brought in, and he's done a really nice job, and he's contributed to their run scoring. So the Cubs are fighting for that spot in the division. And right now, the Brewers have control of it. So Cubs are playing for a lot this weekend. And you know the Cardinals would love to come out and have some success. And you look at that first game of the series, they're going to face off against a guy in Matthew Boyd. On paper, this series looks like a tough series for the Cardinals, especially because of who two of the three starting pitchers are. It's two of the same three starting pitchers that the Cardinals saw the last time they played the Cubs in St. Louis, and that's Matthew Boyd and Shota Imanaga, a couple lefties, and we know that the Cardinals are not as good against lefties as they are against righties. So they're going to face Boyd on Friday night. He's 11-4. They're going to face Imanaga coming up on Sunday Night Baseball. He's 8-4. And then they've got Colin Ray in the middle on the Saturday night game. But if they can find a way to win this series, that means they're going to have to win a game that either Boyd or Imanaga start. So it's going to be a challenge for this team. But then you look at the rest of this series or the rest of the homestand that's coming up, and they've got an opportunity to have a little bit of success. They've got the Rockies coming in. I know that they just lost a series to the Rockies in Colorado. You can argue that might have been the low point of the season for this team. If nothing else, that probably was the moment that resulted in them for sure being sellers. Can they have some success against Colorado? Are the Yankees still going to be playing some not-so-great baseball when they come into town, coming up not this weekend but next weekend? Those are your three teams you're matched up against here over the next 9 games all at home. See what things look like when all that gets done. But the bottom line is, I think, going out and enjoying the good moments, and especially in this Dodgers series, that Monday win was fantastic. The win today, it was a good win. More importantly, it was a win that allowed them to take 2 out of 3. We're going to take one more break. We'll come back, and we're going to wrap up this edition of the program. Again, if you want to chime in on anything Cardinals-related, we will gladly take your phone calls, your text messages, your tweets. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. We are back with more in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Back at it for just a few more minutes as we start to wrap up this edition of Gray Bar Sports Open Line. A programming slash event note for you. Tomorrow evening, things are going to sound a little bit different from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, as it is going to be our KMOX Soccer Showcase program with City SC. I'm not going to be on tomorrow night. Jen Cease is going to be in for me. We've got the old first grade parents orientation for our daughter's elementary school tomorrow. So looking forward to that. So luckily that happened on a Cardinals off night, and I can go be a dad tomorrow evening. And Jen's going to do a great job with a few other folks that are going to be involved. But Hotshots Lindberg tomorrow night, and City SC's Jake Girdwood-Reich's going to be there. And you're going to have an opportunity to get autographs and photos and things like that. They do limit the number of people who can get the autographs and the photos. If it's a huge crowd, in my times doing those, I think everybody has always gotten their autograph for their photo. But they say that just as the disclaimer in case, you know, a million people show up. But don't let that be a reason to not show up, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, because good chance you'll be able to meet Jake and get a picture or get an autograph, something like that. Again, tomorrow's show is going to be at Hotshots Lindberg, 6 to 8 o'clock. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's all presented by Michelob Ultra, and it's going to be happening during these Sports Open Line hours coming up tomorrow night. So hopefully you're able to enjoy that. Just a couple more thoughts on the Cardinals before we get out of here today, because again, solid win today over the Dodgers. They win by the 5-3 score, and they take 2 out of 3. I think when you look at what the bullpen did today, obviously, I was about to say that's best case scenario. Like, yeah, obviously, that's best case scenario. Your bullpen covered 5 innings without giving up a run. I'm not breaking any news when I say that's best case scenario. The point I'm trying to get to is this bullpen still has the opportunity to be pretty good, and this bullpen still has the opportunity to help this team win games. Now, this bullpen has the opportunity to not be good and to not help the team win games. And I think comparing and contrasting what happened yesterday to what happened today is a good example. In yesterday's game, the Cardinals find themselves down. It's a 5-2 game. They score a run in the top of the seventh. It's 5-3. So at 2 runs against the Dodgers bullpen, you feel like maybe you've got an opportunity to do something. Well, then all of a sudden, things just go terribly wrong for the team. And you had Ryan Fernandez really, really struggle yesterday, and Andre Granillo was not a lot better. And the next thing you know, the Dodgers have scored 12 runs, and they win by a 12-6 score. And to that point, and I'm a big believer in, just because something happened in a game doesn't mean that exact same thing would have happened under different circumstances. It probably would not have. But the Cardinals did score 1 run in the 8th inning and then 2 runs in the 9th yesterday. So if the Dodgers don't put up those 5 runs in the 7th inning and everything else plays out the way it played out, that could have been a very, very different game. So yesterday was Fernandez and Granillo who struggled. I'm a believer in Ryan Fernandez. I'm hopeful that he can get back to being the guy that he was last year and start to once again progress from there, because the underlying stuff says he's got that in him. He hasn't showed it this year. He has not showed it this year. He had a really long time at AAA, and he came back, looked good his first time out, did not look good yesterday. That's got to be another one of the goals here, because anytime you have somebody with the profile of Ryan Fernandez, and he profiles out as somebody who he could be a closer at some point if he puts everything together. Now, he's not putting everything together right now, and nobody's talking about him being a closer of the future right now. All you're trying to say is get this guy to being somebody who you can really trust and really rely on once again the way you had last year. It seems like there's still a little bit of a road for him to go down to be able to get to that point once again. But yesterday, the bullpen let down. They lost. Today, the bullpen was so good, and the bullpen gave them the opportunity to stay in that game, and eventually the bats did enough that they were able to get the win. So I think that is somewhat indicative, and I think that represents what it's going to be a lot for this team this year, just the opportunities that you're going to give to some young relief pitchers and see what they are able to do with them. All right, again, City Spotlight's going to be coming up tomorrow night. I'll be back with you for Cardinals baseball on Friday right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.